Well, I always find it fascinating that this is one of the biggest days of the year for church. Perhaps many visitors, perhaps many people who haven't been to church in a while are with us today. And maybe we all feel that need to be, in fact, reminded that, yes, we are dust. This world is fading away. Whatever things that might seem like they're so important to us now, from God's perspective, from the perspective of eternity, what will really matter? What will really be important? Remember that you are dust, and to dust you will return. You know, when I give the ashes, you hear either that phrase, remember you are dust, or repent and believe in the gospel. But when I say, remember you are dust, I notice, well, some of the people coming down the aisle for ashes are young and healthy and have many more years on this earth. Others of us are, yes, closer to returning to the dust, aren't we? And maybe some of us only have a little bit of time left on this earth. But in a way, that difference is insignificant compared to eternity, right? Compared to thinking about what it is that God wants for us and the seed or the spark of eternity that he has placed within us and that he wants us to nourish. And so he says to us also, repent and believe in the gospel. Repent and believe in the gospel. He's had his eye on you all the time, even if you've been away from church. This is the day. Why not? Why shouldn't this be the day that you return, that you come back to him? Make a good confession this Lent. And have great confidence in the Lord's mercy and how he went to the cross and he believes that you are worth dying for, you are worth him shedding his blood for, you are worth him struggling for breath on the cross in order to save you, and that there's no sin too great for him to not to forgive and to bring you back close to his heart. And I think it's proper for me to say that with probably so many visitors here tonight, you're all very welcome, and you're welcome to pray with us and to receive the ashes with us. When it comes time for Holy Communion, that is reserved for Catholics who are practicing their faith. And of course, if anybody needs confession, don't be shy about asking a priest. The main practices of Lent, they were referred to in the gospel, and they're on the wall over there. Fast, pray, and give. We put them that way on purpose so that it doesn't say, pray fast, right? Maybe give fast would be better, but so pray, of course. Find time to pray this Lent. Maybe if you pray some already, maybe find 5 more minutes of quiet time to spend with the Lord, to look at the scriptures. You know, the greatest prayers we have, they're not anything complicated, but the basic ones that everybody knows, Our Father, Hail Mary, Glory Be, they contain the great mysteries of our faith. You can profit by spending a great amount of time meditating on those words. Fast. Learn how to deny yourself something this Lent. You think about it. It's a way of honoring the sacrifice that Jesus made for us. It's a way of, you know, if we sacrifice something, then we'll have something to give to the needy and the poor. It's a way of training ourselves to say no to ourselves sometimes, to quiet down that fussy voice within us that always says, "Oh, I want this, I want this, I want this." Just, you know, tell that part of you to kind of chill out for a while. And, you know, on a day like this, this is a fasting day, and many of us may be feeling kind of the weakness and the hunger, and that should also give us a sympathy for those who are perhaps fasting today, not by choice. And so that leads right into the other one, give. Many, you don't have to look very far for people who are needy. There are many who are materially needy. There are many who are needy in spiritual ways, loneliness, and needing someone to talk to. And so think of ways that you may give of your things and of your time and of yourself. All these ways are ways that we can become more like Jesus, and that we may remember that in this world we are dust, and to dust we will return. And these are ways that we can repent, believe in the gospel, having great confidence that the Lord has had his eye on us in mercy the whole time and has been reaching out to embrace us again. So fast, pray, give, remember that you are dust, repent, and believe in the gospel.